51551. Anne Hegarty, the governess from The Chase, is on the line. How are you doing, Anne?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Good to talk to you again. We had you on the TV show when you came out of the jungle.
That's right, yes.
Is that a sort of a distant memory now?
No, I do remember it. Didn't I meet Stephen Travers from the Miami Show Band?
You did, indeed.
That's my main recollection.
He was on that night. Yeah, there you go. Well remembered, you. So are you in the middle of filming at the moment?
We're going to be filming in the next few days. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to tell you, but I will tell you. We're actually doing yet another series of Beat the Chasers.
Oh, brilliant. Love that.
Which will be exciting. I don't know when it's going to be shown.
Yeah.
But we're doing that.
Yeah. How many episodes have you been in? Do you know?
Oh, my goodness. I've lost track. We had our 1,000th episode several years ago.
Yeah.
We must be at 1,500, maybe heading towards 2,000. How many I've done, I could not tell you. I've never counted.
See, I thought as a quizzer you would have that off the top of your head.
No, this is the sort of thing that my colleague The Beast knows.
Aha.
He's a maths teacher and he keeps the stats.
Okay.
So he keeps an eye on things like that. I just kind of turn up and do what I'm told, basically.
Yeah. How's our man doing? The Irish...
young Mr. Ennis.
Yes.
He seems to be doing fine. He's getting the ratings up superbly.
Is he?
Our ratings they must have gone up by about 1 million since he joined. I think a lot of that is people curious to see if it's going to be the new guy or not.
Yes.
And we were doing some training this morning with all the chasers on a Zoom link. And he was doing great. He was doing fine. So we don't have any concerns about him.
Okay. And would there be competition now between, you know, Dara and you and the others? Is there healthy?
We're always, how should we put it, nobody wants to be the weakest chaser.
Right.
So we're always kind of working on it. Paul, for example, is probably the best and fastest of us at the moment. He'd be quite proud of that. But at the same time, as The Beast puts it, chasers, hunters, a pack. So, we support each other.
Yeah.
And we defend each other. And if someone says, oh, so-and-so is the weakest chaser, we'll always jump in and say, this is what so-and-so is particularly good at. Because it's just natural to us to defend each other.
Yeah, your name has been mentioned with regard to presenting Mastermind.
I think somebody may have been joking. I mean, certainly nobody has actually contacted me about that.
But you did present a quiz show, didn't you? I remember seeing it.
I still do.
Britain's
Brightest Family,
yes.
Which has morphed into Britain's Brightest Celebrity Family.
Right.
Which, obviously, I hope is coming back. We do have another series of that in the can. I don't know when it'll be shown, but I hope people will enjoy it when it is shown. I don't really know. There'll be time for me to do Mastermind. I think it's a series of Mastermind is much longer than a series of Britain's Brightest Celebrity Family.
Right.
It'd be brilliant, obviously. I'd be really honoured. But the thing is, there are a lot of very good, very experienced presenters in the frame. And I think the two front runners now are Samira Ahmed and Michelle Hussain. And it will probably be one of them.
And it'll be the first woman to present Mastermind, which is brilliant.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure they will go for a woman. And like I say, there are some really good ones out there.
Yeah. And I remember when we had the chat on telly, like you weren't, things weren't going that well for you before you got the job on The Chase.
Yeah, they weren't. I mean, you know, this is, touch wood, this is kind of all in the past now.
Yeah.
But I was not having a great time. I was quite good at proofreading. I was not good at keeping on top of the paperwork. Which was causing problems.
Right.
I was just having real difficulty prioritising things and losing clients because of that.
Okay. You still do quizzes yourself, and I believe you're on some quiz team in America, are you, that does Zoom quizzes?
Yeah, I'm currently quizzing with three teams.
Okay.
Over the course of every week. And one of those teams consists largely of Americans. So there's always this kind of trying to figure out exactly what time we're going to play.
Oh, yeah.
everyone having to remember that I'm like 5 hours ahead of them.
Yeah.
So we can't play too late because it's going to be like the middle of the night for me and I may have an early start the next morning.
Yeah.
Yes, it is fun. Americans don't quite have the sort of quizzing culture that we have.
They don't have the sort of the pub quiz sort of thing as opposed to the TV quiz.
They have pub quizzes, which they call bar trivia,
right.
But they're not used to having quiz leagues. So they're not used to a quiz that happens at the same time every week, you know, and you will be there and you will organise things around being there. There's always this sort of, well, you know, when can we all fit it in? Rather than, okay, this is when the quiz is, where do we fit everything else in? Which is how the British think.
Yeah. And of course, like in the first lockdown, the Zoom quiz became huge. Everybody was doing it. Saturday night
Absolutely.
Was quiz night. Yeah, yeah.
It's been brilliant.
Yeah, if I went on to a Zoom quiz and then I saw you, I would just go, ah, good luck. I'll be a spectator tonight. Thank you very much.
I am beatable. Certainly, you know, it depends on the format. I mean, I'm not a quick quizzer. I can generally be beaten on the buzzer.
Aha, right. So, yeah.
Excuse me, I don't know why I'm yawning. You're not boring me or anything.
It was one of those American quizzes last night. Go on. Sorry.
Certain kinds of quizzes that quite a lot of people would be able to beat me on. If I'm on the buzzer and I'm on my own, not with a team, I wouldn't actually fancy my chances unless all the other contestants were actually just not very good.
Yeah. People are always trying to catch out, I would imagine, as well. That time when we were out and about? But you actually like lockdown because you're not a big fan of going out.
Well, yes, I am sort of quite introverted. I'm actually, you know, absolutely fine just kind of staying home and pottering around and doing things at home and getting on with stuff.
Right.
You know, that absolutely suits me. I'm just sort of aware that most people aren't suited by that.
No.
So everybody else wants to get out of lockdown. So I'm sort of trying to be sympathetic to that.
Yeah, but it's suiting you, and that's fine. As they say in America, that's your truth.
Well, yes.
So I tell you what, because we did it with Paul when he was on with us, we've a few questions here. They're all Irish related. See how you get on. It's not, you know, it's just a bit of a laugh. Let's get a bit of, there you go. There's the, I don't know whose music that is, but we've robbed it. right. Anne Hegarty, the governess, questions on Ireland. Let's see how you do. Can you name the second biggest city in Ireland?
Yeah, that's Cork.
Correct. What day does St. Patrick's Day?
March 17th.
Yeah, what loch in Northern Ireland is the largest in Ireland?
Oh, I get these ones mixed up. Is it Loch Nay?
It is. Are these too easy for you?
No.
Okay,
no.
Who was the first woman president of Ireland?
One of the Marys.
Yes.
Mary Robinson.
Is correct. What are the colours on the flag of the Republic of Ireland?
Green, white and orange.
Is the correct answer, yes. A clean sheet. Well done. That's very good. Congratulations.
Well, my name is Hegarty. I mean, I'm not
I know.
With Ireland.
And the prize, Anne, is a Ray D'Arcy Show mug, which is in the post to you.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you very much indeed.
And listen, thanks for taking time out to talk to us and continued success with The Chase.
Thank you very much.
I believe it's ITV's most successful quiz show ever in the history of quiz shows.
So, I think it is, as things have worked out, yeah.
Yeah, so well done. Thanks, Anne. Mind yourself.
Thank
Stay
you.
Safe. Bye now. Bye.
Thanks very much.
Nish Doshanam, the Free Skelton, and Oakdale, and Marion Nihulawan.